Well, welcome back to the vagina caves. This thing
the
is
what?
Very,
Oh.
This cave, it's very, feminine in nature.
That makes me feel more at home, I guess.
Is that canonical?
Perfect. No, it's not. I just been staring at it for, like, the last 15, 20 minutes.
You've been staring at a vagina for 20 minutes?
Yeah, and then the vagina looked back.
I've never seen the inside of a woman.
Hey, Tiger, that thing you sent me, there's a noise suppression. Should I press that?
Yeah, probably.
All right, I'll try that.
Okay.
For the recording.
All right.
Okay.
Y'all good?
I think so.
All right. Yeah, well, I think we're good.
Let me pull up the old reading here. Hold on. I love when you guys send the clips. That's like my favorite part of Wednesday at 5 o'clock.
Where are my memes?
I sent a text to Brandon. I was like, no clips?
So he's getting it from everywhere.
I have to do work sometime.
I know.
There was some insightful analysis, character analysis, too.
Was it insightful?
I mean, I didn't realize it, but it makes total sense.
What?
Juckles, that he's incredibly impressionable.
Oh, yeah. Do you listen to that whole last, you listen to the whole last thing? He just went along right away at the drop of casserole.
It wasn't the casserole. It was that she said, do you want to have a family? And so he said, yes.
Oh, well, yeah. The captain only saw that you went for casserole.
And I did want casserole.
I didn't let you. You're welcome.
Well, I guess it worked out in this case. Yes. For old chuckles.
All right. This is the Bon Voyage Bulletin, special edition, last issue, an unpleasant dinner party. After a tough battle with the Leviathan, our crew woke up to find themselves on an island inhabited by friendly Midwesterners named Nelson. Nelson and his wife, Nelsa, welcomed the crew to their home with a warm fruit casserole and invitation to dinner. Squish ate the entire thing. After being tipped off by one of the Nelsons to avoid the food, Squish regurgitated his meals. Chuckles joined the Nelsons for a short pre-dinner playdate, and while Captain was keeping watch, he was captured. Squish stayed ashore, but the two rapscallions turned on their friend and led him towards certain death. But wait, shy of surprise. Chuckles and the Captain performed an excellent fusion dance and lit Nelson, the Nelsons, and the entire forest aflame. Sweet Dee Dee found them and led them to deeper in the forest where Tawny waited, albeit bruised and broken. The three found a cave and, seeing no way out, descended forward. However, they go in alone. What awaits our crew in the dark? What is at the end of the tunnel? And will this finally be the last episode of the adventures of the Junkfruit Boys?
Please, please end it.
My God's sakes, this is taking so long.
I did tell it's episode 20 today.
It is.
Yeah, it's a good. A nice round number.
If we actually finish.
Right. There's always a chance that we go on for 10 more episodes.
As we stumble through this cave.
This vagina cave, apparently.
Is this a Shia LaBeouf reference?
Shia Surprise.
I don't remember. Shia Surprise.
There's a gun into his head and death in his eyes. so you, just to kind of remind you of where you were.
Ah, yes. We all went in separate holes.
Yes, you all went in separate holes. Squish, you went with Dee Dee, but, you were holding hands when you walked in, but, her hand kind of slipped from yours. But yes, you are all inside their cave along the path and, walking towards inevitable darkness. Who wants to go first?
Where did Tawny go?
Tawny stayed outside of the cave.
Oh,
I imagine he's like Yoda just sitting out there.
No, he's pretty pissed because you guys wanted to leave him and then kill him. He broke his arm and he just doesn't, I think he's done with his internship.
Well, it was kill him, leave him, and then kill him, and then leave him.
Yes.
Some of those with a broken arm.
All right, let's make this fair. Everyone just do one roll, one dice to see who goes first. Highest score wins.
Or loses.
Yeah, I guess.
Does it matter what roll type?
Right in the middle.
Nah, just one.
Right. Hell yeah! Suck it. Major success.
You're going to die first.
All right, Chuckles.
I'm getting you can in go that. First. Getting in that.
Chuckles, as you start to walk into the forest, into the cave, you come into an opening, and the cave is getting a little bit wider, but what you notice is that it's just black. It's just entirely black on the inside, and from a distance, you can hear a familiar voice calling to you.
Holy shit, it's black in here.
Chuckles, is that you?
It is me.
It's the voice of your uncle, Skyluck.
Oh.
Chuckle, I can't see you. Where are you?
I'm in a moist cave. It's dark.
Why did you have to stay moist?
I can't see you, but I can, because...
Oh. And then you hear him kind of like slap the walls, and he's like, oh, it is pretty wet in here, isn't it?
Wait, are you in here, or are you just in my head?
No, I'm in here. Look. And he, you see a little light appear, and across a very large cavern is your uncle. He's like standing up against a ledge because there's a pretty big pit down between the two of you.
Oh my God, am I so glad to see you. I thought that I was imagining you, you know, like a sensory deprivation thing. But now that I see you're real, I am so glad you're here to save me now. How ironic.
I don't think so. I don't know how I got here, but I don't think I can move.
Oh, so I do have to save you again.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to figure out something, right?
All right.
And as he takes a little step forward, you kind of hear this like cracking and like this like sound of like pebbles hitting the ground. And he's like, oh, this is definitely going to collapse.
What do you mean
listen,
collapse?
I don't want you to panic. I don't want you to worry. But
pretty
the fastest you can figure me out of here, I would appreciate it.
All right. What? So there's this big chasm in between us.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is there anything around me to tinker?
Roll a survey. Roll. All right. See if you can find anything.
Survey. Yikes.
You have zero in survey?
I have zero in everything except tinker.
You should have tried to tinker.
Some
way to see something to tinker.
So what are you using over there for light? Is it fire? Is it perhaps a lightsaber or something else technological?
No, it's just a candle. See, and he pulls out like a little candle on one of those old fashioned like holders. But he's like, but as you do look around the cave, you do see a handful of things, but they're all very old and decrepit. So you see like the remains of maybe of like a mining operation. There's like some rusted out buckets and some really frayed rope and maybe some broken down boards, but nothing that's very useful to you.
How big is this chasm?
It's not so big that it's like massive, but it's not something you could just jump over either.
All right. So it's at least two chuckles.
It's at least
lengths.
Two people. It's two chuckles big.
Okay. Oh boy. That's going to be tough. I don't think I'm going to be able to jump over there. This looks like it used to be some kind of mine.
Possibly. I mean, is that like a, yeah, that's a cart over there. Yeah, I think so. I have a bigger question of where the hell I came from.
Yeah, I've always wondered that about you.
Well, you know, it's family.
Family. Well, I'm not sure we're biologically related. I think we've established that, so it was less weird. I wonder where my friends are.
Do you hear them in the cave?
No, but we went into the cave together, kind of. But very, very separately. Wait, my walkie-talkie.
You broke it.
Hold on.
Sorry.
It's still broken. Perhaps.
The plot actually, moves forward.
I did actually glue it back together. So
perhaps you can tinker it back together.
Perhaps I can tinker some sort of flying machine, if only I had access to my lab, which now is at the bottom of the ocean. I would like to try and tinker my life back into my walkie-talkie.
Sure. I imagine you keep, like, spare parts just kind of on you at all times, you know, like a little cog, a little, like, you know, wire here and there.
Well, that and the foil in the pack of my cigarettes and various detritus.
Skylock sees you taking out this pack of cigarettes and he goes, when did you start smoking?
What? No, these are my friends. I'm holding on to them. These are not mine. They are my friends. And they are a very, very compulsively behaved monkey.
Well, I think that's a resounding success.
Now it flies. It's a drone. A fly-y-talkie.
Yeah, so your walkie-talkie works.
Hello. Hello, is this thing on? Can anyone hear me? Anybody?
Now, who has the other walkie-talkie?
I do.
Squish.
Squish, when you walk into the cave, you're actually greeted by just kind of like lights all around you, just kind of like whoosh, like candle flames just flash on, and you are back at the Golden Plume. As you walk in, it's kind of like you walk into this room and the cave behind you disappears, and it's a busy night at the Golden Plume. You see waiters bustling back and forth. The people of Duskoval are out there. It's the busiest this restaurant has ever been. You've ever seen it. And in your pocket, you kind of hear like a muffled, like, you know, squish, squish. You know, you can hear the walkie-talkie, but it's not super loud. Chef Roselle comes up to you and she's like, what are you doing? You need to get in the kitchen. We're so far behind. Do you not see the open house that we have?
I thought you fired me.
Fired you? You're my best chef. Now get in there. Go. And she kind of pushes you into the kitchen.
I'm weary about it, looking around, going, this can't be right. There's no way this happened.
Once you get into the kitchen, the orders are just starting to stack up. You can see that there's just like tickets upon tickets everywhere. And like the sous chefs and everyone assistants around you starts getting you prepped. They start handing you vegetables and plates and things like that. I don't know, a kitchen. Whatever happens.
I start doing some prep work to get them prepared for this busy night. Still very confused and looking around and weary of everything.
All right. Now, Captain.
Yeah.
You ran into the cave, but instead of finding anything, you're just kind of like, it's just a long tunnel for you. And as you're running, you kind of stop and you see like a pool of water and you see this reflection. And it's your reflection, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of staring back at you. It's like one of those that it's like, it's your reflection, but also it's like staring back at you like, what the fuck?
Like, stop mocking me!
Yeah. Yeah. And you kind of hear Neelix. You hear Neelix's voice from a distance that's like, is there anything you require, sir?
Neelix? Is that you?
Yes. You hear Neelix, but you cannot see him.
How'd you get out of your bottle?
Well, it's a long story, sir. Are you requiring anything?
Yeah, a way out of this cave. There's a fire behind me, and I need to get to the bottom of this cave.
All right, the path ahead of you kind of diverts into three sections. There's left, right, and forward. Which direction are you going to go?
As I said in the last session, all great sailors take the middle way.
Although she did say left, right, and forward, meaning right is in the middle.
Or is it? It's like, a, you know, one to either side and one path continuing in the center.
I'm going in the center.
All right.
What do I have to roll?
Roll center.
You haven't done anything yet, really. I mean, besides run. I mean, do you want to see how well you run?
No.
Navigation.
It's not well.
Back to you, Chuckles. The area around Skylock is starting to crumble just a little bit more. And he goes, is there anything you can do? Anything you can throw over here or a rope or anything?
I can throw this cart, and I'm attempting to throw the cart.
Okay. Go ahead and throw the cart.
Wreck it.
Wreck that cart.
Wreck my stomach. I throw the cart.
I'd have wrecked that cart.
What does the cart do?
You take the cart and you toss it into the pit, and it collapses in front of you, revealing that there is kind of this like rope, well intact rope that was sitting behind the cart.
Yes. Why didn't I think of looking behind the cart? Wait, did what happened with my radio? Did it not work?
So it did react to Squish, or like it did connect with Squish, but it's the cave kind of interferes with sound, and also, you know, he's in Chef Roselle's restaurant. Speaking of Squish, how are you preparing for tonight's dinner?
I'm just making sure that all the stations are set up and that they have anything, and I'm asking Chef Roselle what's necessary. What do we need right now on the fly?
She's like, use your brain. What do you mean, what do we need right now? Can't you see? We've got three specials that need to go out. The fish isn't a fraud. None of the vegetables have been blanched. I mean, is this your first time, Squish, ever being in a restaurant? What are you doing? And, you know, plates are starting to kind of stack up. Tickets are stacking up. The assistants around you are kind of getting miffed and, like, looking at you. You kind of feel like this is, the, you know, one of those bad dreams where you're trying to take an exam that you completely forgot about.
And you're naked.
Sure, and you're naked.
You're naked in a kitchen? That's going to be a violation.
It's never advised to go naked in a kitchen. Lots of burns.
Lots of health.
Chef Roselle says, you're such a great chef. That's all you do is cook. That's all you're focused on. And I have to be the one to tell you what to do? Come on, get it together.
I start making the squishy boom boom sauce.
Okay.
And that's all I want to focus on. And then I remember, after I complete the squishy boom boom sauce, I remember, oh yeah, she said the fish hasn't thawed. So I go into the cooler or the freezer to pull it out. And that's when I hear my comm. And yes. I go, oh yeah. So I pull it out and go, hello? Oh?
Hello?
Who is this?
Who is this?
Who is this?
Who is this saying, who is this?
Who's this saying, who is this, who's saying, who is this?
It's Juggles.
Oh, Juggles, it's Squish.
Wait, are you in a bad dream too?
I don't know if it's a dream. I think so, but I'm getting yelled at. I'm back at the Plum.
Oh, I thought you were fired.
That's what I thought. And then she just yelled at me to get back to work?
Ah, classic. Classic. What's her name? I forgot. Olga?
Roselle. Yeah.
I've been calling her Crandall.
Where are you?
Well, I guess my dream is hanging out with my uncle. And I just threw a cart into a big hole, which I thought was really
It's
really
not cool. A moist dream, is it?
It is surprisingly moist in here.
Yeah.
We gotta is it talk moist about over that. There?
It's a kitchen, yeah.
Okay. Are there any weapons?
I mean, it's a kitchen, so yeah.
Okay.
Plenty of knives, plenty of flammable things. I made squishy boom boom sauce, so I got that.
Right, but we're not sure that it's real yet. What is the word on the captain?
I haven't heard anything. We probably should have made another one of these.
We didn't. Time was of the essence. We were being eaten by a fish.
Not when we made these.
You're right. Okay, well, I'm not sure where you are in time or space, but it's good to know you're still alive.
Yeah. Have you seen Dee Dee?
What? The monkey?
The ape? Yes.
No, but I have a pack of his cigarettes. He's going to be fucking pissed.
She will be very mad. She will go looking for those. I want... Hey.
What, you want me to set a DD trap?
Yeah. Light the cigarette and see if the tobacco brings DD.
Send her back and forth with an intricate system of
Yeah, it's like traps. The mailbox. Or the lake house. What is that movie?
The one...
The lake house, I think.
The one where the guy dies?
Oh, it's one where... It's the one where they put...
The mailbox
is a time machine.
Whoa, that sounds like a spoiler.
It's the premise of the movie.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's revealed relatively early.
Although, isn't every post or mailbox a time machine if you really think about it?
Yeah, with time traveling at a 1-to-1 ratio.
Right, yes, and always forwards.
Yes.
I'm assuming you guys are still in character for this. Like, you guys are just having this long chat in your dreams. Like, it's like you guys ran into each other in your dreams.
That's weird. All right. Gotta go. Gotta save my uncle. But stay on this channel.
Your uncle's there?
Yeah, Uncle Skluck. You remember him.
Not in a very pleasant way, but yeah. Make sure you get his money.
That's not a very nice thing to say about a handicapped man.
You're the one having moist dreams about him.
Listen, my dreams aren't moist. The cave is moist.
You're the one that went to a conjugal visit for him.
It was platonic. We've been over this.
That's just a visitation. You specifically requested conjugal.
So I could touch him. And then I hang up.
What the fuck does that even mean? And I grabbed the fish to go thaw it.
All right.
After your conversation, Captain, you are obviously oblivious to all of this. You're just been Scooby-Dooing it through the cave. You get to, you run through the path that you are, and you realize when you stop, you're in the exact position as you were before. You ran forward, and you ran through a cave hallway, and you landed back in the same spot. And Neelix, you hear Neelix's voice is there, and there's the reflection still staring at you in this pool of water, kind of mean mugging you. And he goes, back again so soon, sir? Neelix, not the reflection.
I kick my reflection, say, stop mugging me! And I'm like,
reflection.
What kind of business? Like, it's funny, in my mind, out of character, guys, you guys realize it's a dream. The captain is too drunk to realize it's not a dream.
Oh, I don't think mine is a dream.
Oh, no? Oh, okay.
I've only started to catch on because Squish was so adamant that his was a dream. And I'm starting to question my existence. But yeah, you're not even at the questioning stage yet.
No, I'm kicking the reflections of myself.
When you kick the reflection of yourself, he does one of these, and then he kind of like, you know, like, but in the way that you would, so he's kind of drunk, and he's like... You know, you want to fight? You want to go?
Excellent impression.
I throw a bottle of whiskey into the water and start walking away back into the tunnel.
Which direction?
This time left.
All right, so you take a left. When you throw your bottle of whiskey into the reflection, into the pool, the reflection like catches it on the other side. He opens it up and starts drinking.
My kind of reflection.
So you head off to the left. Chuckles. We'll go back to Chuckles. What are you up to?
Uncle, I found a rope.
Oh, that's excellent, Charles Xander. Excellent. Yes. Well, I guess toss it?
Well, I mean, I'm going to hold on to one end. I will toss you the other.
All right.
See what I mean? Then I'll pull you over here, and
I'm not a very heavy gentleman. I'm quite frail, but are you sure you can hold me?
No, I'm not, but I guess otherwise you're going to be crushed. So you're either going to be crushed, you're going to fall in that pit, or I'll save you.
And he, like, looks around him, and, like, his face is getting smaller and smaller, And he's like, I suppose so. Is there nothing you could tie the rope off to?
Oh, wow. You're the idea man here. Yes. Wait. No, I threw it in the car in the cavern. Also, maybe the cart wouldn't have been the best thing to tie it to. Is there still cart rails, perhaps a track of iron?
Yeah, that, there's a small track of iron.
All right. I will do... Oh, can I do a flashback?
Yes.
My flashback includes more bonding with the captain, who he saw me, you know, what was I doing? I don't know, fumbling around with my shoes. I never really learned how to tie my shoes. So I was fumbling around with my shoes, and the captain, he saw me. He's like, "You don't know how to tie your shoes, lad." And I was
"You don't know how to tie your shoes, lad."
And I was "I know, but could you still show me?"
"Of course, of course. Over, under, and through. That's how Charles Anders ties his shoe." And I do a little bow knot.
Do you do a rhyme for everyone you teach to tie their shoes?
That's the one that my captain taught me when I was young.
He then goes on a long, long rant about all the different knots he knows how to tie.
Oh, yeah. Sailor's knots, Fincher's knots, you know, there's a, what's the one that Sir Nick DiNardo told me? The polymer knot. He loves that knot. Yeah, there's so many knots. A lot of them I probably just made up.
Interesting.
And oh, yes.
So I use one of these polymer knots to tie the rope because it sounded like the strongest, and I assume he taught me how to do the polymer knot, and he didn't forget.
No, I didn't forget.
So it's the strongest knot. I tied to the rail to anchor it.
Don't ever forget, the last thing I told you is like, that's the polymer knot. Don't ever forget it, lest you not.
And as I'm tying it, I'm repeating myself, lest you not, lest you not, lest you not. And
all right.
Then I'd like to toss the rope to my dear friend and uncle.
Uncle Skylock.
Uncle Skylock. Skluck.
Uncle. For a moment, the rope doesn't quite make it. You know, you can tell it's maybe like losing some height, but he like reaches out and with his abnormally very long, because he's a very lanky dude, he catches it, kind of teeters for a second, and then leans back. And he holds on to this rope and he's like, "What now? Do I just hold on to it or do I tie it around myself or?"
Yes. Wait, let me teach you the knot, and the student shall become the master.
Wow.
And tie it around yourself. And I impart on him the wisdom of the polymer knot, lest you not.
Yes. Oh, and you hear Skylock, over, under, through a loop. And what was the rhyme?
And over, under, and shoes. Through. That's how Charles Anders. That's how
Skylock ties his shoes.
Yeah.
Yes, and I personalize that song every single time I teach it.
He tightens it, and he's like, "Well, I remember as a lad, you were never very good at tying your shoes, but all right," and well, that ties it pretty tight.
You're always bringing up embarrassing stories.
"You weren't good at tying your shoes. Now take my fortune to go to college."
And you never had the makings of a varsity athlete.
All right. Now, I will pull you up here. Yes, this should work. Not crack you in half. Probably.
Cracking. All right.
Cracking.
Here it goes.
On three.
Squish. Squish. Over in the kitchen.
I'm going to do a flashback as well.
All right.
I'm not teaching you how to tie your shoe, Squish.
No, this is just Squish. On the island.
Flashback with yourself?
Yeah.
Can't you include any of us?
No.
Please?
It's a very, very small flashback. That would have been over by now if you shut up.
All right, I shut up.
Thanks. Back on the island, before Juckles went away with his new family, he threw down his top hat.
Oh, no.
Yes, you did.
I thought you knocked it off of my head.
No, you threw it down.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Continue.
Clearly, you didn't listen back.
I did.
I thought you were going to shut up.
Oh, yeah, I shut up.
Okay, anyway, the hat fell on the ground. And after Captain got taken and I ran away, when I ran back to go to the docks, I saw it and I picked it up. And I kept it with me ever since. So that's the end of the flashback, really. But when I'm about to walk out of the freezer with the fish, I take my chef hat off, throw it on the ground, and I put the top hat on. And then I go to the expo station and I start leading people on how to get through the rush.
As you're leading people, Chef Roselle kind of barges back in and she looks at what you're doing. And she's like, I didn't tell you to defrost the fish. The steak needs to come out. The steak is what we're serving tonight. What are you doing? And you have all these people just what are you, they're not at their stations? Come on, man. We got to get together. We got to work on this.
No, you get back out there and entertain the people. It's your restaurant. You have to be the face of it. Let me control back here.
But this is your food that's going out. What am I going to say? Oh, Chef Roselle made by Squish?
No, you take credit for it.
Why won't you?
Because it's your restaurant. It's your name on it, not mine.
She kind of rushes out again. And the rest of the staff are still listening to you, but they're also kind of watching the door to see if Chef Roselle comes back through.
And I yell at them, and don't worry about her. Just listen to me, and we'll get through this. And holy water on me tonight.
Yeah, you know, the whole staff cheers, and they're kind of in better spirits. Captain, you run back into that same area you've been to before. So now you've gone forward, you've gone left, and it's the same location. And this time in the reflection, there are two of your reflection. And they, like, look at you as you walk in. They start to laugh and point. Like, clearly they've been making fun of you, and you just walked in at the right moment. And you hear Neelix say, is there anything bothering you, sir?
Yes. This pool of water is mocking me.
And I take my frock coat off and I throw that at the water. You know?
And whiskey bottles just pop out.
Yeah, and then I start running towards the left tunnel.
The left?
Yeah. Oh, which one did I go with last time? What's the last tunnel I'm going down?
I mean, you went left and straight.
I'm going right.
And you're just going to keep running?
I'm just going to keep running. I don't know. This haunted pool is freaking me out. And I don't like that they're mocking me. And I'm a man, damn it. And I will not be mocked by a puddle of water.
Are you telling me that, or are you telling the puddle that? Is that in character or out of character?
That's like an interior monologue.
Okay. So you head to the right. Chuckles, as you watch kind of somewhat in horror, Shylock makes this sort of like pathetic leap into the air, and he just barely gets about halfway into the pit. And he just drops, and you hear him kind of hit the side and scramble. And you look over the edge, and there's Skylock just kind of dangling off the side of the cliff with this rope.
Skylock, can you move your feet?
And you see his legs kind of just splay on either Great. Side of him. Yes.
Can you move your fingers? All right, great. You have not been snapped in half. Now let's pull your bony ass up here. And
and you see him, he grabs his arms, but he's like, he's a skeleton, essentially. He has no upper arm strength.
Do I have upper arm strength?
Do you?
I'm trying. I'm pulling like hell.
Okay. Do you want to finesse? this pool?
Let's see. There's or no like. Or you
just want to see?
There's no like.
Yeah, there's nothing like
raw,
a strength.
Like strength. So I guess finesse maybe. Although I'm probably better at rec. But I don't really want to jerk him up. Partial.
You're able to grab the rope and you start pulling Skylock up, but neither one of you is particularly strong. So it's slow going and it's very difficult. And you're pulling, and as you're pulling, you know, Skylock's face is getting closer and closer to you into this pit. But then as you're noticing, this rope is starting to fray.
Oh, that's not good.
And it's getting thinner and thinner. Squish, you have got the troops rallied around you.
Yes. I do.
Imagine you just open up your eyes and like, man, there's a bunch of people waiting for a speech.
It's just like, oh, shit, where am I? No,
that far ahead.
I never thought I'd get this far. But yeah, so I start yelling at the saute station, you know, fire this, fire that. And then I look at the grill station, go, hey, I need this steak for table 14. You know, it's medium rare with a béarnaise sauce and roasted potatoes with steamed asparagus. And I start yelling at different stations to get them under control, to get these tickets out in time to make Chef Roselle look good.
Are you kind of like trying to command them to do this? Like you're giving them orders? Are you like,
Yeah.
I would say it's
all
more
right,
of a
let's
hunt.
See how well you do.
It is more of a hunt. No, it is definitely, I don't have any command though, so this is not going to go well.
No, it could go well.
Can't get any worse.
It didn't.
It did not go
you know,
well.
They're really trying to do what you say, but you realize this is like a very nervous and very anxious crowd. So they're making mistakes. They're spilling the sauce. They're burning the meat. You know, they're trying their best to right this ship, but things are quickly going up in smoke. And Roselle slams the door open again, and she comes in, and she looks at this, and she's like, you know, you say it's my restaurant, and it's my responsibility here, and all I see around here is just failure. I don't see any progress here. What are you doing? You're supposed to be my head chef, and look at this. And she picks up some sauce and she shows you it's all kind of brown and crispy and stuck to the pan. She goes, what do you make of this? And she throws it back down onto the oven.
Okay, well then I pick up the chef hat I threw on the ground, shove it into her face, and say I quit. And then I walk out the back door.
Okay. when you walk out the back door, it kind of snaps, and you're back in the cave.
Shit. Dee Dee!
Captain, you run back. This is the third time you've looped around. There are three men in the pool, and they're just watching you. And they're just like...
I reach down into the pool and pull back out my frock coat and go, I know who I am. I know who I am. I want to be the man in the frock coat. Maybe I don't have to be Adric Fitzclyde. I could just be the captain. And that, you know, and I'm looking at my frock and I'm looking at what are the three guys doing when I say this?
Because
I'm
kind of like losing.
Are they wearing frocks?
They are wearing frock coats.
What color?
But after you make, they are red. They look like him. They look exactly like what he's wearing. When you make your speech and you look down, there's nothing in the puddle of water except your whiskey bottle that you tossed in earlier.
I grab that. Yoink. I am the captain. And I stand up and I go walk towards the middle way again.
All right. Chuckles, you're holding on to this rope that is slowly fraying and you see Skylock there. And he's like, you're not going to let me fall, right?
No, absolutely not. I couldn't live without you.
Are you saying that, or are you just saying that to make me feel better?
I'm not sure that such serious language would make you feel better. I feel like it might make you feel more scared, and I regret saying it. And now it's really awkward.
It's okay. I mean, it's fine. Just, you know, pull.
I'm pulling. I'm a pulling, and I'm really, really pulling on my uncle.
Pulling his rope.
Phrasing.
We're not doing that anymore.
The harder you pull on this rope, though, the more it starts fraying and kind of getting looser and looser. And Skylock looks up at you and he's like, you know, I really enjoyed all the time we had together.
No, you're not dying. We're not doing this. And is he close enough where I can like lean over and grab him, like his arm?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so I'm going to drop to my, you know, like on my chest and reach down and try and grab his arm, you know, for the last couple feet and pull him up.
Are you just kind of like just pulling him and jerking? No more finesse?
Well, I mean, I'm really just trying to grab anything because I'm not sure how far down he is and he's starting to give up and I feel like maybe he's losing strength and I just need to pull him up.
Is he still holding onto the candle? Or is it just pitch dark in here?
I think he left the candle on the other side.
Right. Okay. Strategically, so he could still see.
Right, of course.
Retcon.
Yeah. Flashback.
Flashback. He left the candle.
Left the candle. Smart. He should go to college.
You grab onto your uncle, you're able to make contact with him, and you pull, and you kind of pull him up, kind of, it's very awkward, though, because you're just basically just, like, pulling him and standing up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's very awkward,
and, once Skylock gets on the other side, he puts a hand on your shoulder, and, he goes, I always knew, thought you were a good nephew, despite what everyone else said.
What's that supposed to mean?
Not sure. This definitely wasn't a dream, though. And the candle snuffs out. And you blink. And you're back in the cave path.
Uncle. Where are you? Answer me. No answer.
There's no answer in the cave.
Wow. It's just a big waste. Do I even have an uncle? I pull up my walkie-talkie. Squish. Hello. Come in. Squish.
Who is this?
This is Chuckles.
Chuckles, it's Squish. Over.
Hi, Squish. Over. Please give me...
You can't say over, then keep talking. Over.
I'm new to this. Over.
You're not.
Now, how is it going over there?
I quit the restaurant after I thought I got fired before.
What? You got fired. You were glad you weren't fired. You worked and then quit.
Yes. I walked out the back door. Now I'm back in this moist cave.
You loved that place.
Yeah.
You said you wanted to buy it someday.
Yeah. Well, I own another one. It's fine.
Yeah. A much, much shittier one.
That I will make better, not the point. How's it going with you?
A much uglier person.
How is it going with you?
It turned out my uncle was just a dream, even though he did tell me he wasn't a dream, but I think he was a dream.
But you loved your uncle.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if my uncle is going to be able to tie his shoes now because I may have just taught a ghost him how to tie his shoes and not the real uncle. And so I'm worried about him that he could be somewhere right now tripping on his shoelaces.
The guy's like 500 years old. I'm sure he knows how to tie his shoes.
That's a good question. I don't know how old he is.
Doesn't matter. He looks decrepit. I'm sure he can tie his shoes, or he can pay someone to tie his shoes.
That all of a sudden got least really, of your worries really right mean and judgmental.
That's the least of your worries.
All right, fine. Long story made short. I'm in a cave.
Is it moist?
Still moist.
Still moist. Okay. All right. What happens if you walk forward?
I didn't try that.
Try
as
that.
You say that. As you guys say that, both of you walk forward, and you're still kind of like arguing on your walkie-talkies, and you turn as you exit this particular area and you enter a new cavern. You turn, and you're two right next to each other.
What?
Chuckles?
Swish?
Chuckles.
Swish.
Still into the mic.
Swish.
Chuckles.
And then I turn, and I see you, and I say, oh my God, you're right there!
Is that you?
I give you a big hug. And I imagine I'm much smaller than you, so I only come up like halfway up your chest, and I hug you like, you know, a small person.
I'm still kind of weary, but I go, is that really you?
I don't know.
I take off the hat and I put it on his head.
It's my size. Wait, it's my hat.
Is your hat.
Is my lucky onion still in there?
I left the lucky onion in there. It's a spring
Captain, as you leave the old path, you also walk into the same cavern and you see this embrace.
What? Who is that?
Who?
What's going on here?
Oh, now this is definitely a dream.
Hey, this hug's going on a little long.
Before he gets there, I go, hey, Chuckles.
Yes.
Chuckles, you want to fuck with him?
He's really fragile, which is going to make this hilarious.
Exactly.
And gullible.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, okay.
All right, all right.
All right.
Follow my lead.
Okay.
All right. I turn to look at Captain and go, who are you?
It's me, the Captain.
The Captain of what?
Of the Kahuna Wave, of course.
And who, Swish. Who are you? I'm pointing at Chuckles. How did you know my... that's not my name.
What's going on?
And
have you been bewitched? Am I drunk again?
Is that person red?
Is this cave haunted?
No, I have no idea who you two are.
I
this cave is both that haunted thing, and very moist.
And I point at the lion on Captain's shoulder and go, he looks familiar.
It's our old buddy Paul. Squish, it's me, the Captain.
I don't know who you're calling Squish.
Who are you? What's going on? Who am I? I think I'm the Captain. No, I'm the Captain. I'm the Captain.
Are you sure?
I'm a captain.
I think I'm a captain.
Neelix pops up and he's like, I think they're... Sir, oh, sorry, hold on. Having slight problems here.
With the tree?
Oh! Neelix pops up and he's, you know... a little flat face, and he's like, I think they're messing with you, sir.
Are you lads messing with me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Chuckles and Squish, and I want to give them both a big hug and pull them back together. lads, I want to say something. I may not know what I'm doing most of the time, but I want you to know I'm trying to be the best damn captain I can possibly be. Yep. I will do my best. And I'm sorry. Things are a bit new for me. You know.
Someone's gotten into the gin.
No, I'm just emotional. I had a fight with a pool, you know, that old chestnut. But it made me realize that, you know, I might be living up to this title of mine, the Ghost Pirate, the Adrix Fitz. I might be better just trying to be my own captain instead of this legend, as it were, you know? So I'm going to try to lead us. We're going to get to my ship,
And we're going to have so many adventures. And Squish, you can open up a restaurant. We'll have a franchise going on. And Chuckles, we can build build whatever you want. You can have you can have the whole bottom half of the ship for your inventions.
All right, cool. I'm a bit confused because your speech sounds a lot like you've never been a captain, but you just realized the captain was in you all along.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Oh, dear.
No, I mean, I'm the captain. I'm the captain. And I start walking away.
Wait, hold on. You keep saying you're the captain. And then, are you a captain?
It sounds like you're trying to convince yourself you're a captain.
Yes.
The two of you follow Captain as he goes down this center path. And as you do, you see a light from the other side kind of glowing. And as you approach, you open a very large cavern. You smell salt water. It's huge. It's a gigantic cavern. And inside is a giant ship just sitting there.
What the hell is that?
That's the Kahuna Wave.
I found it! Quick! We gotta get on it quick! We gotta get on it! Come on! Let's go!
Wait, it's real?
It's real! And we gotta get going! And I start running towards the ship.
As you get closer, though, you see that there is a crew of pirate ghosts working around the ship. They're in the boats. They're on the sails. They're tying knots. They're throwing nets overboard. They're basically functioning as if this is a ship at sea.
But where is it?
As the captain gets close,
it's in a
cave with water in it. Water in it, so it's accessible to the sea.
Okay,
but it's like ashore.
It's like the Goonies.
Yeah, have you ever seen the Goonies? This is a total ripoff.
I was expecting a picture of the Goonies.
Hey, you guys. Never seen it.
I just know that meme.
Yeah.
It's one of One-Eyed Willie's tricks.
Do you guys want to take a quick break?
Yeah.
No. But I will.
How was that?
Wait, how long has this been a Goonies ripoff?
Oh, just for the picture.
Oh, okay.
What's up? Have you ever seen Goonies?
No.
One-Eyed Willie's Wild Tricks. What are you up to, One-Eyed Willie?
Yeah, he's never seen it, so hit him with more references.
That does look like the ship. I mean, if you told me that this entire campaign was based on the Goonies, I would have no idea, and I would be very mad.
I wouldn't either.
Be very mad.
No, it's not all based on the Goonies.
It was an inside joke that I wasn't a part of, and I would be betrayed. I would feel betrayed and bewildered.
Bewildered. Betrayed, bewildered.
Yes, so before the captain can get too far ahead, you catch up to him, and there is this giant ship just sitting on shore near the water. There is a group of ghosts all circling around, and they are, you know, getting busy doing ship stuff.
I walk up. I know what I'm doing, and I get ready. I'm back to wearing it's a wet red frock coat right now, and I get ready to attune, you know, because I'm going to try to command these ghosts to let me on my ship, or well, you know, get on
and
my
work
way.
Work for us.
Exactly.
It's going to be very hard to win this now that you know. We can't blow it up.
You've got a very good point. We're going to have to blow up this cave.
Wait, we can blow something up. Can I search my pockets for the squishy boom boom sauce I made in the quote unquote dream?
Yeah.
What do I roll?
I mean, I think you made it, right? Like,
yeah, but I wasn't sure if it went away. Like the booming onions.
Yeah, why don't you just roll a tinker to see how well that sauce was, considering it was somewhat of a dream slash whatever vision.
Well, nope.
you pick up what you think was the boom boom sauce, and it's just like a bunch of rocks.
Can I search my pockets for my uncle?
Yeah, go ahead.
If he gets a success.
Sturbo says... No.
Critical fail. You search your pocket and you see a skull.
Uncle or no uncle? No uncle.
What are the ghosts doing?
They're doing their chores around the chores around the ship. So some of them are like pulling up ropes, some of them are setting sails. They haven't noticed that you're in the area yet.
All right.
But they do look like very rugged ghosts. They look like very rugged seamen. you know, pirates and sailors and whatnot, wearing like ragged clothes, and they're tough looking guys. They have swords and things like that on their waists.
All right, I strut up, you know, and like, you know, like I like this whole beach, this whole cave is now mine, and I am starting to climb aboard on the ship.
They see you, and they automatically turn, and they scowl. And you can't hear them scream, but they clearly start, like, yelling at you and just, like, gesturing. And kind of, someone gives you an obscene gesture, and a couple of the ghosts run and try to grab you.
Captain. Whoa. My crew, I know it's been a time since... Oh, wait. I was thrown off this ship. Listen. And then I start to attune. Can I tune?
Okay.
What do I have? And then can I have my eye patch? I throw my eye patch on real quick. And then
that gives you a plus one.
Plus one. All right. And then roll.
With your tune. Yeah. So you should roll 3 die total.
So my modifier is 3 die, or should it already be?
No, written? it's just if you roll a tune, it should just be a plus one modifier.
Okay. That didn't work.
That is.
Is my attune not, like, set up right, or?
I mean, I don't know how it wouldn't be. You have 2, right? 2, and then you roll 1.
Yeah.
It says on my sheet I do.
Yeah, okay.
You're picking it from the actions?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, so my tune, it says I have two. I see that there, and I should have three.
So I just rolled it for you. Is that... That was me. I just rolled it for you.
Partial success.
Because I have to know.
You win. I win. Both yours.
I only accept half of this.
Half of the crew kind of like is less aggressive towards you, and they kind of stop and they kind of go not quite under a trance, but you can tell that like they change. Like they're like, oh, okay, this guy's not a threat. The ones, and these are the ones closest to you, but the ones on the ship are still very aggressive. Squish chuckles. You want
to? I like to yell, lads, I forgot to tell you. I was tossed off my ship. We might need to get it back.
Wait, what?
Were you the actual captain?
Were you the cabin boy?
I was tossed off my ship. I was viciously mutinied upon.
That doesn't answer my question.
By ghosts?
A couple of the ghosts kind of yell and like, and they kind of charge towards you.
Okay, I pull out my rifle and I aim at one and shoot.
All right, let's see how is that hunt work? That.
Oh, that's what I'm going to find out. Oh, wait, I get plus one for the rifle.
Yes.
Critical.
You, surprisingly, even though you, like, shoot this ghost, and, like, the bullet goes through his head, you see it, like, come out the other side, but the ghost dramatically just, like, and falls to the ground.
Dead.
Oh, these ghosts are susceptible to bullets.
They're susceptible to bullets or susceptible
to tinkering. To
critical successes. I haven't figured it out yet. Could be zombie rules where only headshots kill them? I don't know.
Chuckles, what are you doing? You're seeing these ghosts run through you. You see Squish shoot one of them dead.
We've never fought ghosts before.
Correct.
Okay. I don't know how to fight ghosts, so I'm gonna, I'm gonna fall to the floor and try to crawl under the hubbub. There's hubbub, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of action going on. There's a lot of people running and yelling.
Okay. I guess it would be crawl. So what I'm attempting to do is like, you know, like when there's a big fight going on and there's, you know, there's like big crowds. I'm going to try and crawl in between everyone's feet and get to the ship.
Like the hobbits during any fight that they've had.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I wouldn't have thought about it that way because I've never seen that movie. But yeah,
you've never seen any six of those movies.
Yeah. Nerd.
What?
you're a nerd if you haven't seen Lord of the Rings, bud.
I've seen the first three, but I've only saw them in theaters. I don't think I saw them again. So yeah, because I'm old.
I think we understand though. You're going to go
the Hobbit thing.
Try to.
This is not the first time I've tried this. Why didn't you guys call me a Hobbit before? I could have looked this up.
I probably did.
All right. Well, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to pull a Hobbit underneath all of these people and crawl over closer to the ship, at least.
I don't know why that makes me laugh.
Cause I'm like a clown. All right. So should I prowl?
Yeah, prowl. All
right. And I should get six
bonuses.
Let's
see you prowl.
Partial success.
You start prowling towards the ship. You make it quite a distance before one of the ghosts realizes that you're kind of far away from him. So as you continue to get closer and closer to the ship, one of them turns and starts kind of following you. Captain Squish, you have four of the pirates that are kind of attuned to you right now. They're not doing anything, but they aren't fighting you. You also have two that are trying to attack you and Captain.
I would like to command them to attack the ones that are trying to attack us.
Okay.
Do I roll? My command is two, so I'll roll a plus one on that one.
Because you're using your eye patch.
Well, I have it on. Yeah, I have it on my.
Okay. Yeah.
I have it on my sheet, so okay. There it goes. Next up.
So they one of them goes for the ghost that is about to get Chuckles, and then three of them go to engage the ghost.
Can I command them?
That are fighting you.
I summon all the strength I have and just like shout at them like as strong as I can go, and you can just feel the power of it, and I go, stop those things. You know, and I command them, stop them, save my friend, and I continue climbing up the ship as fast as possible.
You're climbing, sure. So the three, like I said, three of them go to engage the two ghosts that were about to attack you. One of them is going to take care of the ghost following Chuckles. Squish, what would you like to do?
So they're pretty close.
Relatively close, yeah. I mean, the two were coming close to attack you, but now they have turned around and been engaged with the three. So, yeah, close, but not, like, on top of you.
Okay, so I'm just going to shoot one of the ones that were going to attack me. And what's the... Oh, I can push... Oh, it's a ranged attack. Okay. So, yeah, I'm just going to hunt the ones that, or one of the ones.
Okay.
Well, partial success.
Shoot one, and you're really able to kind of wound it and slow it down. The other one turns, and he's kind of heading towards you, but he's obviously, there's three other ghosts that are impeding his way. Chuckles, you're no longer being followed by one of the ghosts. What are you doing?
I want to get on the ship. I don't know. I'll just say what I'm thinking. I'd like to sneak in from the bottom, but I feel like that doesn't make any sense. Like, there's not going to be a trap door at the bottom of the ship, right? That doesn't make any sense.
No, but you could climb onto, like, there's, like, portholes on the lower entrance.
Okay. Kind of like a cruise ship.
So I feel like that's, yeah. So I feel like, because you can kind of see.
Where the cannons poke out.
Right, like where the cannons poke out. So,
okay. Yes, thank you for
reminding me. So I feel like, yeah, you could definitely, like, climb up there and kind of, like, get into the interior bottom level of the ship that way.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to climb all the way to the top because I'm still... Not trying to be sneaky, just not trying to do the obvious thing. And also, I'm small and wiry, and I'm going to try and climb in those portholes where the cannons are. Hopefully, no one's shooting cannons.
No, no one is shooting cannons. Yeah, so you're able to climb. I think it's pretty well established. You can climb very well. And yeah. You're now in the interior of the ship, and it's very dark, and it's kind of musty smelling. You can still see, though, and this is basically the armory of the ship. There are, there's powder, there's cannonballs, there's guns. This is a fully functional and equipped pirate ship. It's a well-equipped ship.
I look around, and I get that look in my eyes, and I'm like...
He's gonna punch it.
Is full. Everybody run.
He's gonna punch his ship right in the dick.
He's got
that look in his eyes.
I see all of the explodables, and I would like to make. I'm gonna try to make a very big explodable item.
Okay.
which I feel like would be a tinker. I'm going to build basically a gigantic bomb.
Okay.
Not many.
What do you plan on doing with this bomb?
I don't know, but
you just don't know yet. You're just making it.
Yep, I'm just compelled. It's really the only way I know how to. Well, there's two ways to win a fight, and you can't really not punch six ghosts. And I think there's more than six.
It's true.
But you can blow them up.
We're gonna try.
Everyone knows the thing you bring to a ghost fight is a grenade. They don't see it coming.
No, oof. No.
Wait, that's under Captain, yeah.
All right.
Here's Captain, you failed that tinker. I was like, you have four tinker. How can you?
Yeah, there's no way.
Worse.
Turns out, apparently, all of the gunpowder is just damp.
It's a very moist cave. This moist cave has come back to haunt us.
You stick your hands in it and you're like, no! And your hands are kind of covered with gunpowder at this point. Big explodable item. So you're kind of stuck in that regard. Captain, what are you up to?
I'm crawling up the mast, the side of the ship, as fast as I can. How far am I up the ship?
Probably like halfway up.
I'm gonna keep going up. I'm trying to like grab every ropes. I'm squirreling, but I am desperate. I am like out of my mind trying to get to the top of the ship as fast as possible. It's basically King of the Mountain here. I got to get to the top of the ship, get to the ship, and then I'm home free.
Okay.
So what should I do? Do you want me to roll a thought?
I mean, I guess a finesse. See how well you scramble up the side of the ship.
That's a pretty good idea. Oh, I do badly. I am exhausted.
You do well.
I am
not
drunk.
Doing well.
I am drunk. I'm exhausted. It's been a long day. I burned down an island, and I had to fight three reflections of myself in a pool of water. I'm just a little mentally taxed right now.
So as you climb up the ship, you kind of slip on the rope, and it don't quite make it. And you're kind of just hanging off the side of the ship.
Dangling. Yeah, All right, well, okay.
Squish, so one ghost is wounded, the rest of them are engaged. What are you doing?
I am going to, it's been established that I am deathly afraid of ghosts.
Mm-hmm. So somehow we forgot.
I am going to run away and hide.
So you're into the ship or somewhere outside the ship?
No, it's outside the ship. I'm gonna run out or like find like a big rock to hide behind.
Okay. Do you want to prowl and see how well you hide?
Yeah. Because that determines my next choice.
You're able to find a pretty decent sized rock and hide behind it, but not before one of the ghosts that was fighting notices you.
Okay. Well, I'd like to pull out my comm to Juckles.
Okay.
And Juckles.
Yes, Juckles. Over.
Juckles. Hey, I kind of have a theory here.
Okay.
It does not involve explosions or nut punches, so you might be upset.
And unhelpful. It's the only two things I can do. And this gunpowder is so moist. I've never seen anything like it.
I didn't know there was gunpowder up there. But what I'm thinking is these guys need a captain. And
well, I can't be a captain.
I know. You're a cabin man.
I am a cabin man.
Yes. Okay. You need to help the captain get behind the wheel and take control of the ship.
He's been doing a lot of yelling. I feel like that's mostly the job of a captain.
That's mostly Fitzclyde. Is I think you need to get him behind the wheel.
Oh, you don't think that there's like a big bad ghost captain on this ship, do you? That would be bad.
I don't know, but let's use him as a stool pigeon for that.
Oh, you mean like bait? And then he'll get eaten, and then we just become subjects of the ghost pirate?
No, then we run. If that were to happen, then we run.
Okay, so you just need me to go up and fill him with the spirit of leadership.
No, I need you to help him get up there.
Oh, all right. All right, I lean out, and I look for the captain.
I'm hanging by a thread, like literally like by a rope. But it's like a wrap around my arm. And I'm like dangling a little bit. I'm like, God damn it.
Oh, no, he's going to get PTSD from his
ankle. That was so close.
I yell at him. Remember the polymer knot, lest thee not.
And I look at what I've got my armor on. I'm like. So I start like. The knot that's wrapped around my arm is a polymer knot. So I start trying to undo the knot.
All right. And now you're free. And then I get, and you fall and, off the ship.
Well, no. Well, no, do I have to roll?
The rope is so moist, he just slips off.
You untie it and you fall immediately to the ground.
No, I untie it and I swing on the rope. Classic pirate style, right, lads?
Yes. To where?
I don't know, but I'm going to roll a finesse to see how well I do on this, right? Is that a good thing to roll for?
That determines where he's going.
Yeah, that determines how well this roll
works. Do you want to get plus one because Chuckles, you know, filled you with determination?
And you might as well push yourself.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so take the extra stress, and then, Chuckles. Do you want to help him out, Chuckles, with this?
Yeah, what do I got to stress myself?
If it goes poorly, you'll stress yourself.
So plus two or plus one?
Plus two.
Okay. Oh, that's much better.
That's much better.
And I'm, like, swinging.
You swing onto the deck of the ship. You don't land very well, though. You just kind of, like, land ungracefully. Just, like, you know, you swing gracefully, and then you just boom, boom, kind of fall onto the deck. But you're on the deck of the ship, and it is empty.
I'm here! And I start making my way to the wheel's at.
The helm, I think it's called.
That's what I think it's called.
Actually, I think it's called the poop.
That's good captaining skill, Squish.
I'm a better captain than you are.
So, Captain, you're at the helm. Chuckles, what are you? You were on the lower level of the ship. You'd stuck your head out. Now, what are you up to?
I'm beaming with pride.
Oh.
Wait, and so now I have to go up and inspire him? Is that what? Because I was the one that inspired him to untangle himself by the polymer knot.
Yeah, and then you saw him face plant into the deck of the ship.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Are you going to stay down there? What's your next step?
I throw up a thumbs up because I still think that that's cool. And, I'll call Squish. Squish, he's on the deck. The captain is on the deck. Over.
Is that a euphemism?
Yes. What? Yes, he's on the deck.
Okay.
The captain.
Fitzclyde is on the deck. Yes.
You know, the guy in the red frock.
Yes. Fitzclyde.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Fitzclyde.
Yeah.
Esquire.
Is he behind the wheel?
I don't know. He looked like he took it pretty hard to fall.
Okay. Yell at him because you're closer than I am to get behind the wheel. This is all a guess.
Okay.
Right, I'm getting behind the wheel.
Are you going for the wheel yet, or do I have to yell it to you? Because you can't hear the conversation.
No, I'm like scrambling, but I'm like falling over. Okay, guys,
so you're already
I've been drinking.
He's drunk.
I'm drinking. I've been drunk. It's been a long day.
Wait,
I've had a lot
of drinking or you're drunk?
Well, that bottle I throw at the the bottle I throw at the pool. I'm like, I throw at a ghost as I'm running up to the to the thing, and the bottle's very empty. By the way, it was not empty; it was half empty when I threw it at the ghost pool.
But now it's empty.
Yeah, but now it's empty. It's been a very taxing day. I've learned a lot about myself, guys. I'm really feeling very strong about myself, but I'm also like having a lot going on. So
I'm really happy about that. But I'm not sure what you've learned about yourself is that you're an alcoholic. And I feel like you're going to need to learn that soon.
No. That's next season. that's next season's plotline. This season is me getting back my fucking ship. Matter if I have to come hell or high water. Yeah. So I'm running and I'm running and I'm running. And Bridget, is there anything in my way? Am I getting up there right?
Yeah, I mean you're on the top of the ship. There's nothing stopping you from getting to the helm.
Well, we don't know that there's not 100 ghosts up there. There could be very well be more ghosts up there.
She said that there was nothing up there.
I know, but she's like, well, you know, there's nothing up there. But there could be ghosts.
Do you want me to roll a study of my notes?
Can we take a quick – I got to take a quick pause. I got to pee like a racehorse. I'll be right back, okay?
Brandon.
So what was he doing during the break?
No, go. Just go.
Just pee your pants, you coward.
I just didn't need
to
know. Go
in your 10-high bottle. It can't get any worse.
I just didn't need to know that you needed to pee like a horse. Like,
have you ever seen a horse pee?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's intense.
It's very intense.
Mm-hmm. It's moist.
Have you ever seen an adolescent boy take a shit in a horse barn?
No. I've got to say, that's a new one for me.
For a Pokemon card?
I feel like I made out on top.
Yeah, because you still have them?
No, but I did for one glorious moment.
And you emotionally scarred three other adolescent boys?
That's fine. I'm not scarred. I feel great.
Was the horse with you?
No.
I don't know where
I imagine.
Oh, shit.
So I imagine
you guys hear all of that?
So I imagine you guys are like really concerned about me getting up to the helm, and like you guys are talking like about this horse stuff. And I'm taking a leak off the side of the ship, like just taking a quick little power break.
It's been a very taxing day.
I have a lot of whiskey. It's very big. Been a very taxing day. I have to go. So I'm starting to run back for the helm again. That to be continued is continuing.
Okay. So Chuckles and Squish, you're on the walkie-talkie.
Squish, I'm going to throw down a rope.
I don't know if I can get there. There's a lot of ghosts in the way.
Just run around them or through them. They're ghosts. And through the power of the polymer knot, you will get up here.
I don't know what a polymix knot is.
That makes it a little bit harder. However, you need to believe in yourself and just run through the ghosts.
But I'm so scared of ghosts.
Yes, but they're more scared of you than you are of them.
I don't think that's true.
It doesn't matter if you believe it.
I don't believe it.
But you might today.
I don't. I'm telling you, I don't.
But just believe that you believe it, and you will conquer all. Through the power of Christ, anything is possible.
Help me in some way, shape, or form aside from
these words of victory will bring you inspiration.
All right. So Squish puts his head down and prays to the devil god and stands up, walks out from behind the rock, pulls out his knife, and just starts like throwing his hand around with his eyes closed
and walking
running towards where he thinks the ship is, just slashing everything in his path.
All right, I'm gonna say this is kind of a like a finesse, like you're just running as fast as you can.
Sounds like finesse to me.
Sounds like a finesse minus one to me.
Yeah, but you know what, Chuckles riveting speech. I'm gonna give you a plus one for Chuckles' speech.
Okay, so it's flat.
I would like to read the definition of finesse. One. Intricate and refined delicacy.
That is not it.
In a subtle and delicate manner.
What would it be?
Oh, you want to do wreck?
No, I just...
Do you want to wreck your way through these guys?
Okay, I'll wreck my way. Even though that's probably...
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to talk you out of finesse.
Yeah, no, that's worse.
Yeah, it's not better.
But wreck, it definitely makes sense. So,
all right, so it's negative one plus one, so just roll one. You'll take the best of one.
But wait, worst to one, because I don't have any.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
No, but you get a plus one.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, but I had a minus one because I was doing it with my eyes closed. Doesn't matter. I got two twos.
Yeah.
Well, you start running towards the ghost, but you're not able to. You do kind of, one kind of like stops you as you're running. You can feel kind of this, you hit this like cold, icy presence. And you get this sensation of a man who used to be on this ship very briefly because you literally just ran into this ghost. It's the one that you've wounded. You open your eyes and there's this ghost standing in front of you.
And I immediately fall to the ground.
Squish, believe in yourself. I'm yelling over the comm. All right, I jump. In this picture, it looks like it's sand. Is it sand on the other side of the boat?
Yeah, it's very sandy.
All right, I'm jumping into the sand.
Okay.
Then I'm gonna run after Squish. And, well, that's good. That's what I'm doing. Is it successful? Do I win?
All right. Are you doing it with finesse, or are you wrecking your way through?
I'm running. It's kind of panicked. Yeah, it's not really finesse, I'd say.
Okay, yeah. Roll your wreck to see how well you land and run over to Squish.
All right.
I thought you had... No, you rolled under me.
God damn it. This is what I get for being a trusted player. One, right? I think I might have even two.
That's a lot better. Rescue.
In a very dramatic moment, you know, like when time slows down... We see Chuckles land in the sand, and he starts hoofing it towards Squish, and he kind of, like, I imagine you just, like, elbow your way through these ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
as much as you can.
Yes, it's in slow motion, and it's very, very ugly looking as I'm weaving in and out of ghosts with elbows and just running on pure adrenaline, heading over to Squish, who is in the fetal position. Not crying, but he does have sand in his eyes. And I am running towards him, and I finally come upon him. He's laying, like, upside down, as like, from my perspective. And so when I get on top of him and I look at his face, you know, we've got our faces opposite. And I said, Squish!
What?
Believe in yourself. Or me.
I tried. Look what happened.
No, get up, you big galoot. And
there's sand everywhere. I hate sand.
It is coarse, and it gets everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, we all hate it. And I start pulling him on his shoulders, and I say, close your eyes and put your hand on my shoulder, and let's go.
I get up, and I just blindly follow, like, I have my hand on his shoulder, and
Now, I say put it on my shoulder, but you're big enough, you just put it directly on top of my head.
Oh, I don't want to crush his hat, but I do.
Yeah. But you do. Yes.
But I do. I'll just follow the scent of onion.
Yes, follow the fragrant fragrance of sweet, sweet Vandalia onions.
Before we see if you guys make it to the ship unharmed, Captain, are you doing anything? You're at the helm?
I'm at the helm. I'm about to give a command and see if that helps. I'm going to command the ghost to stop, to get under control.
Okay.
All right. And then do I just do a regular? Do I do plus one? I mean, I got my patch. Got my eye patch. My signature eye patch. Signature. Oh, that didn't work again. Why does that not work?
Here. Action.
Yeah, you do it.
Captain. Okay.
I'm not sure what I'm just rolling under the actions command and it's not working. See, that's a much different result.
Let's take that one.
The ghosts, all of them, because you commanded all of them, stop, and they look at you, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
And the four ghosts that you've already attuned, they stop, they look at you, and then they go back, they redouble their efforts. So, Chuckles, I'm assuming you're going to carry Squish or guide Squish.
Yes.
No,
I'm just going to say, as you, like, the ghosts are completely engaged with themselves at this point, they won't attack you. They're still fighting, and you still have to bob and weave and kind of, you know, avoid them. But mm-hmm. they won't attack you as you run through them. Captain, I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
I was going to see if I could send Neelix to help these guys out.
Sure.
All right, I send Neelix, and I give Neelix the command of listening to whatever Chuckles and Squish have to say.
Okay. Chuckles, Squish, as you start kind of bobbing and waving your way through, you see this ghost butler kind of just appear ahead of you and say, "Oh, do you need a hand with anything, Mr. Master Chuckles, Master Charlesander?"
Not you again. How about you dress up as a female ghost pirate and try to seduce these all these pirates away from us? You know, the Bugs Bunny defense.
Again.
All right.
You seem fond of that.
He disappears and then appears a little bit distance away in a rock. And he's got just like a wig on, just his normal butler suit, but like a blonde wig. And he does one of those, and calls their attention.
Boys, yeah. Oh boys.
Let's see. Yeah, so they kind of all turn their attention away from you two as you run towards the ship and towards the ghost butler Neelix.
Captain, I'm yelling. Yar. Can you hear me?
Yar.
Can you see us?
Yar. No.
Throw down in our general direction where my voice and onions are coming from. Throw down a polymer knot so that you may pull us up once we are tied.
All right, I run from the helm and I look for a rope. Do I find one, Bridget? Can I survey for it?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, what happened to my ship?
The boat is made of ropes.
That's not true.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty likely chance you're going to find one.
My command thing just disappeared. Must have X'd out of it or something. How do I get that back?
Wait, you're not trying to command the rope.
No, I'm trying to serve. I was going to do a survey, but I can't find
that. Talking about the. No. Looks like.
Four? Where'd that go to?
Bridget.
You find a rope.
I found a rope. I throw it, but I don't throw it very well. I'm like, it's not very. You're going to have to run for it, guys.
Like, run up?
No, like, you know, it's not near you. It's like I threw it thinking it would reach you, and it's definitely not going to reach you. I did not throw it very well. Yeah, it's like a few yards ahead of you.
Okay. All right, Squish. Follow me over to this knot and tie it to your body.
I don't know how to tie knots.
You're right. Now I must teach you.
You got to tie the polymer knot.
Down and around. Over and under. And then, up. I forgot.
You're not. This is not very convincing. I just got this like pile of.
Wait, no, rope. No, I got it. Wait, no, I don't. Please remind me. What is the rhyme? What is the rhyme?
Is this out of character?
Yeah, I wish my card is in. Yeah.
Over, under, and through.
Oh, that's over, how under, you tie your shoe. That's how Squish ties his shoe. And I tied it around his waist.
Stole that from Rock-a-Doodle-Doo.
I wish I could remember what it is in SpongeBob. It's like something
you
like
do the loop-de-loop and pull. Pull.
Oh, yeah, and now and you're looking
good. Cool. All right, so I guess I managed to do that.
Yeah,
and since I'm bigger than Juckles, I hold on to him.
Oh, could you repel up?
I don't know. I can't see.
Wait, open your eyes. Wait, there's you don't need sand. To see. You just need to go up.
There's sand.
I have to hold on to the rope with one hand and you on the other.
Well, you go up first and then throw the rope down for me. This is in character.
Sounds like a terrible idea.
Well, how is he going to get up?
I assume the gangway.
Wait, there was a gangway this whole time? We could just have taken the stairs?
Oh, it's at the back, though. You guys got to run for it.
But we're already tied to the ship.
I'm tied to the ship.
Yes, there is a gangway. That was a fortune roll.
Where is the gangway?
It's towards the front of the ship.
Also, like, what right is a gangway?
The ramp.
It's like the ramp that leads from the top of the ship to the ground.
I'm mad.
You guys just jumped on it and started climbing the ship. I don't think any of you looked for a gangway. Or all any right. way to get on the ship.
All right, I just start climbing then. Hand over hand, climbing up the rope. And so leaving Juckles behind.
And I guess I take the ramp.
You kind of just walk. It's just very simple, just a gentle incline up to the top. And you meet Squish up there who's covered in sand and just like climbing for his life.
Eyes are closed.
But you all three get to the top of the ship. The ghosts are distracted by your Neelix. What next?
They're furiously romancing Neelix.
Yeah, they're all like, you know, it's those, like, someone of them's giving them chocolates, another one's trying flowers, you know.
Can I try commanding the ghost to set sail? This ghost I have?
My name is Juckles.
No, I don't know what happened to my action commands. Oh, there, I think that's what. Oh, there. Okay, I got it. Never mind. Command. And then, do I roll anything extra? Just plus one for my.
Just a standard command.
Yes, plus one for my eye patch. My fancy.
Yes.
Signature eye patch. Yes! I command the ghost to set sail, and I politely ask Juckles if he would help them.
No, why don't you marry all your ghosts if you love them so much? They're going to set the sail so good. You command them.
All right, Juckles. All right. Why don't you come up and take the helm with me?
Well, I did actually kind of want to set the sails. I just wanted to feel special.
All right, Juckles. Whatever you want to do. The ship's is your playground. Go do it. Have fun.
I build a hot.
I just gave you the hot man command. I just gave you the hot man.
Knock yourself out. All right. I start fires. I set the ship on fire. I got the hot man command.
You know how to do the fusion dance now, so.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I start climbing up and down the mast, and I'm, tweaking, tinkering.
You're kind of
sails.
Tinkering. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm.
Yeah, you know, you're
kind of tinkering the sails.
cutting the ballasts and the ties and the, yeah.
Other technical terms.
He's cutting the starboard.
I'm cutting starburns.
Oh.
You're going around the ship. You're making way. You got to lift the anchor and all that. The four ghosts that are now no longer wooing Neelix appear on the ship next to you, and they take their positions. Some of them are, you know, lifting up ropes and untying knots. As you guys are, you feel the ship kind of like swaying a little bit as the tide is like lapping into the shore, and then eventually you can feel the ship kind of just poof, take off. It kind of gets into the water, and you start slowly drifting out to sea, but not before you hear you hear a monkey crying in the distance, and you see in the entrance of the cave, you see Dee Dee standing there just.
Wait, throw her out a rope.
There's Tommy Dee
Dee!
Take that Dee back Dee the rope.
It's like the scene from Castaway with Wilson.
You could lasso her.
Dee Dee! Dee Dee, no!
It's too late, Squish.
You're just going to say goodbye to her.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, yeah.
No. Hold on. I go to Juckles.
Yeah, I'm Juckles.
And I know.
Okay.
And I fish out the pack of cigarettes.
Oh, I forgot about
the beach.
Wait. No, we are not going to leave Dee Dee in a cave, in a moist cave, with a pack of cigarettes. That's not how this works. That's not how this ends.
As we're leaving.
You were okay, fine okay. with leaving Tawny, but not Dee Dee?
Who?
Break shit out. All right,
as we're leaving, Bridget, as we're leaving, I realize I had to pull the anchor up again. And, like, so the chains become taut.
And we're just dragging the anchor.
So can Dee Dee run along the taut anchor?
Yeah. So Dee Dee sees the anchor, and she sees this chain, and you watch. She kind of like knuckle runs through the sand, grabs her cigarettes with one hand, and grabs onto the anchor chain with the other. And as captain, as you realize you haven't like given the order to lift weigh anchor, you see her, and you give the order weigh anchor, and the anchor starts coming up, and Dee Dee rides the chain to the top of the ship.
Oh my God, this ape is so cool.
Yes, of course, awesome.
Tawny. Is Tawny anywhere nearby?
No. Screw Tawny.
No, Tawny's not.
No.
Tawny's gone not, forever.
He's not good to us with a busted arm.
Tawny emerges from the shadows, and he looks at us with the saddest face, and we're just like, we're just driving away, giving him the finger.
He emerges from the shadows. He's just a ghost.
Who's given like, so many of his limbs to us.
He's like, this is not the last time you've seen Nelson.
Nelson.
He becomes the new head Nelson. Well, the ship takes off. It catches the waters underneath the shore, and it slowly, you direct it out to open sea. You leave the cavern behind, and you open up, and the sea is yours. The sun is shining.
Oh, I am so excited. I am so excited. I'm about to take everyone. I want to take everyone below deck so we can have a nice big drink from my private whiskey box.
Oh, no. Where was this private whiskey box?
That's part of the reason why I've been so desperate to find this place, my lads. We're finally gone. We got away just quick enough. Just quick enough so that nothing happened.
Oh, my God. You've got a crate of 500-year-old Dagobah whiskey?
Dagobah. Yes, from the swamps of Dagobah.
As the ship ascends into the sky and into space.
Come on, lads. Let's go below decks. We'll have drinks. Let me show you around. We can split half the boat into a restaurant, half the boat into a tinker shop. I figure, what the hell? Let's just go at it.
All right, fine. but I'm naming the restaurant the Windtron and Toad.
I love it. I love it. And what's your tinker shop going to be called, Chuckles?
The Windtron and Toad.
It's the same title.
Yes, but I came up with it first. He stole it from me.
All right, let's go down. Let's go down. Let's go down. And I start walking down the stairs, and I'm, like, looking around at things. I'm like, wow, look at this. This is so cool. Wow. And I'm, like, really proud of this ship.
As you go into the – you all follow down into the private captain quarters, and they look very nice, very well lived in, very luxurious. Captain, you go to a chest and you open it, or a little like cabinet, and you open it up, and there's whiskey bottles inside, and you pour everyone a drink. And
I told you I was the captain. I've been here before. Look, how would I not know where that? How would I not know where that chest was if I wasn't the captain? And I'm like shaking the whiskey bottle,
and I'm like, you can smell it. I'm still not convinced you're the tea captain.
Yeah, I feel like you've gotten lucky this whole time. Also, is there any exotic foods on this ship?
Let's survey.
Just cats. Just
cats or cat food.
Well, you all, the captain hands you all a drink, and you seem like, you know what, things are going to be okay. Yeah,
I'm going to have a drink with you guys right now. This is the end of the mission. We got our ship. We got my ship. I'm happy. How happy you guys are, but I'm happy. Cheers, Andy.
And as you guys take the drink, you hear really heavy footsteps behind you. Just a big, solid boot and a step and a boot and a step. And as you turn, you see a man standing in the stairway, a very tall, burly man with a big beard and a red frock coat. I sent his picture into the Discord, and he turns and he goes, "What are y'all doing on my ship? And where's my cabin boy?"
Oh, shit.